This Terry Mandel DO dictating an attorney letter to Ragee Shirley, attorney at law. The first name is R-A-E-G-I. Last name Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, attorney at law of the firm Lee, Castle & Fagley. It's 531 East Market Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46204. Dear Ms. M.S., Ms. Shirley, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Tanya Adams, please note the following medical letter. The first name is T-O-N-Y-A, last name Adams, A-D-A-M-S. On April 11th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient, period. I also performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 50-year-old female, height 5'10" tall, weight 185 pounds, period. She was involved in an automobile accident whereby she was the rear passenger with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury the date of the accident, October 6, 2018, period. Another vehicle struck the patient's vehicle on the left front side, period. The vehicle was spun and totaled, period. It was not drivable, period. Two airbags were deployed, period. She hit her head on the front seat, headrest, and she was also jerked into the door, period. She had an immediate headache, comma, chest pain, comma, cervical pain, comma, thoracic pain, comma, lumbar pain, comma, abdominal pain, and pain down both arms, period. Several days later, she developed pain down her left leg, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing pain in her mid and low back that radiates down her left leg to her ankle, period. She has numbness and tingling and was told that she had a herniated disc, period. New paragraph. Her thoracic pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 2.5 hours a day, period. It is a burning and stabbing as well as a throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating pain, period. New paragraph. The lumbar pain is constant. For 2 to 3 days a week, and then it's intermittent for approximately 4 hours a day, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg to the ankle, into the buttocks, as well as numbness and tingling, period. She was told she had a herniated disc. She did have injections. However, surgery was not discussed, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that that day she was seen at Methodist Emergency Room on her own, period. She had x-rays and evaluation, period. A few weeks later, she saw her family doctor and was referred to a neurologist, Dr. Gorgano, G-O-R-G-A-N-O, period. She was placed on medication and had an MRI with a follow-up of several back injections, period. She was referred to Dr. Wellington of Pain Management, W-E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, and placed on medicine, period. She had physical therapy. In present day, she is still seeing pain management with occasional injections, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems sitting over 2 hours, comma, exercising, comma, sports, comma, basketball, comma, volleyball, comma, walking greater than 1 mile, comma, roller skating, comma, sleeping, comma, laying flat, comma, housework, comma, sex, comma, and lifting, period. New paragraph. Medications include Humalog, comma, insulin, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, comma. In the atorvastatin period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications, comma, topicals, comma, stretching exercises, comma, physical therapy, comma, injections, comma, pillows, comma, and cold therapy, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and degenerative joint disease in the neck, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for the right knee, comma, abdomen, comma, breast reduction, comma, and ACL repair, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient injured her low back in 2013, bending over, and she had a herniated disc at L4-5. She was taken off work and given medication, and it resulted in her healing completely in approximately 6 weeks, period. She has not had any prior lumbar injuries, period. At the time of this automobile accident, she was not having back pain or pain down her left leg, period. In 2013, she had some leg radiation, but the radiation of pain resolved in 2018. With a nerve ablation, period. The patient has never injured her thoracic area in the past, period. The patient has never had serious automobile accidents in the past, only minor ones that required no treatment, period. She had a work injury in 2001 with an ACL tear of the right knee, resulting in surgery with some residual diminished range of motion, but no pain, period. New paragraph. Occupation. She is assistant director of financial aid full-time, period. She is able to work full-time with pain but needs frequent breaks, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. MRI of the cervical spine, October 18, 2018. Showed prominent left subarticular disc extrusion at C6-7 and mild left cord compression, period. Operative note, November 26, 2018, bilateral sacroiliac joint injection was performed at IU West Hospital. Progressive group letter dated January 28th, 2023. David Weaver, MD, did a review. He basically states that treatment of any sort for the cervical area would not be attributable to the motor vehicle accident. However, the patient is not making that claim, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records. There is some treatment in the past to the neck area. However, the patient is not claiming the neck was a major issue in this automobile accident, period. For further review of her detail, for further detailed information on her medical treatment, I will leave that for the records, as it was fairly extensive, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, the patient presented with an abnormal flex gait, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was negative for thyroid. Cervical extension was diminished by 10 degrees. Flexion diminished by 8 degrees. There was mild diminished strength in the cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. The abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted in the thoracic and lumbar areas. There was diminished range of motion in both areas, period. In the thoracic area, flexion was diminished by 14 degrees, extension diminished by 10 degrees. In the lumbar area, flexion was diminished by 26 degrees and extension diminished by 12 degrees, period. There was diminished strength as well as heat and tenderness in the thoracic area, period. There was heat and tenderness in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was tenderness on palpation of the left lateral hip, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 64 degrees left and 78 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left anterior or lower leg, involving approximately 15% of surface area, period. The patient was unable to walk on her heels, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I found that all her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of October 6th of 2018 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, sprain, comma, and pain. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, sprain, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, with left leg radiculopathy, comma, and aggravation of a herniated nucleus pulposus at L4-S1. Number three, sacroiliac joint dysfunction. Number four, head injury, comma, bilateral arm pain, comma, bilateral shoulder pain, comma, and abdominal pain resolved, period. All of the above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of October 6, 2018, period. This automobile accident of October of 2018 aggravated her pre-existing lumbar herniated disc that was pain-free essentially until this automobile accident, period. This aggravated her pre-existing condition, period. As I mentioned earlier, her present neck pain is not related to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating. I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the cervical region, the patient has a 0% impairment rating, period. In reference to the thoracic area, utilizing Table 17-3, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, the patient qualifies for a 4% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 17-4, period. This impairment rating in the lumbar area would have been significantly higher if not for her prior medical history, period. In total, the patient has a 6% whole body impairment that's directly attributable to the automobile accident of October 6, 2018, period. No prior medical conditions or injuries contribute to this impairment rating, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient is presently taking injections, and I anticipate she will need approximately another $4,000 worth of injections, period. The patient will need ongoing anti-inflammatory and analgesics at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need a back brace at a cost of $200 that would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient needs a TENS unit at a cost of $500, period. More physical therapy at a cost of $2,500 is appropriate, period. The patient ultimately will need surgical correction of her low back, and it is my feeling that this automobile accident would be at least 70% contributory for the need of that surgery, period. Estimated cost of that surgery in present dollars would be $125,000, and that would be all-inclusive of physician, anesthesia, hospital, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I want to reiterate that this automobile accident aggravated a pre-existing low back condition that was stable and not causing significant low back or leg pain immediately prior to this automobile accident by at least 2 months, period. Her cervical condition is not attributable to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty, based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.